Tita Ortiz is with us, 13 years old, patient over at Dana-Farber. Well, that's not the big story tonight, as a strike is on the inside corner. Tita sung the national anthem tonight. How was that?
It was amazing. It was super fun.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
And Dad was on the guitar backing you up, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Here's a pitch down. And when did you start singing?
I've been singing since kindergarten. Yeah.
You look like the part of a rock star. You can pull it off. One and two.
Yeah.
To Perdomo, Ranger throws, and a pitch misses inside. So you're 13 years old, and last fall you had some back pain. You went to the doctor and, you know, you probably learned some words you'd never heard before about what was going on, huh?
Yes, definitely.
I'm sure that was so scary. I've been talking over and over again about the courage of people like you dealing with it. How's your experience at the clinic been?
It's been amazing. Like, everyone there is super supportive and kind, and there's like so much to do, like different activities while you're waiting. And, yeah.
You're having to do a lot of chemo treatments, we understand, for the next couple of years. 2-2 to Perdomo. Pitch is grounded foul. We know that can be not fun at all. How do you find the kind of the courage and the strength to get through those treatments?
I think just staying positive really helps me, and like knowing like they're like, it's going to be like bad sometimes, but like I'll get through it. So yeah,
we should all have that attitude. A cutter misses outside, and it's 3-2. What do you like to do when you're not at the clinic? We can tell you're a singer, but what's the rest of like life like for you?
I like to do dance. I'm a dancer, I'm a singer. Like, hanging out with my friends a lot, yeah.
3-2. Strike three called. Perdomo wants to challenge. That looked like it was kind of borderline on the outside corner. Yeah, that is going to be ball four, I think. Yep, indeed. I would imagine, Tita, that you've really learned through this who your real friends are, too. They've probably had your back through it all, huh?
Yeah. I have, like, a group of friends at school who have been, like, super supportive and always there for me. Yeah.
Have you always been this composed? You know, you're 13 years old. I saw you on Nessun today. You looked like you were born on TV. You had your family. You go out there in front of tens of thousands of people tonight and sing the anthem like it was no big deal. Have you always been like that?
No. I used to be, like, I would get really nervous, like, mm-hmm. before, like, a concert or anything. But I feel like just after a while, it kind of, like, stage fright went away.
Good for you. I still get nervous.
I'm nervous right now. The 0-1 is a fastball that misses high, 1-1.
Was your dad nervous?
No, I don't think so.
Have you practiced a lot? He played a pretty good guitar.
Yeah.
Did you learn the words first, or did he learn the chords first?
I learned the words first.
You learned the word, and then he learned the chords. Okay, yeah. All right.
1-1 is a chopper to third, might be two. Over to Sogard for one, relay to first, two. That one's for Tita. Double play, and they're two down. Well, you just were so awesome doing the anthem.
Thank you.
Are you a sports fan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like watching them.
I bet when you see how involved the Red Sox are in trying to help you and your fellow patients with this fight, you probably became more of a Red Sox fan, I would think.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tita's got 6 or 7 bracelets on her right wrist, one of which says fearless, which you most certainly are. Do you sort of rely on those bracelets sometimes to kind of remind you of where you need to go?
Yeah, I think they definitely help me stay positive and just keep going.
1-0 to Lawler is a little bit inside ball two.
Do you have an instrument other than your voice? Do you play piano, guitar, anything like that?
I play violin.
Oh, wow. Violin.
Oh. Yeah.
Awesome.
I tried the violin when I was about your age. And I didn't like it.
All the cats were running
for
cover.
Well, you know what? We had my parents. We did the rent to own the violin, and I took it just long enough that we kind of got all the way till we just about owned it, and I told my parents, I don't want to do it anymore. They weren't that happy.
2-0 is outside.
It hurt your fingers. You know, the part of it, you have the bow in one hand, but it's the other hand where you have to really press down on those tight strings. Do you have, like, calluses on your fingertips from that?
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't like that part.
She's
I'm kind of a wimp.
3-0 is a strike on the inside corner. So cool.
And I didn't like my my violin instructor. She was a little mean. Probably because I wasn't good. I bet you're good.
Based on the anthem, she is.
Yeah, my goodness.
3-1 is skied on the infield on the right side. First baseman Contreras coming toward the line and in fair ground. He's there to make the play. Tita, it is a delight to get to know you. It was awesome to watch you sing. You are an inspiration to all of us, and good luck with the battle, yeah?
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You're amazing. Come back next year and play the violin while you sing the national anthem. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And
that's
you can bring Dad along, too, if you still want.
Well, it should be 14 then, probably not as much.